This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, it's a desperate search on for survivors of those California mudslides. Sadly, that's where we begin. Again, hi, Kate Delaney, and I am just stunned by this as I spent so much time in lovely Montecito in my life, I have to say, in my young life out of school, and just beautiful, beautiful area. But it was a 1-2 punch for them. First, the fire that ripped up so much of the area, and then this massive amount of rain in a short period of time that pounded down on that town and led to the mudslide. The idea is they're trying to still hope that they could find somebody as the days go on, and now it's been probably too long, and the death toll up to 17. Oof. They tried to get people out, and they did rescue some people. But homes completely ripped to shreds, trees everywhere. I mean, mud up to people's waists in some areas. Just shocking to see what it looks like. And the picture of the 14-year-old girl who was trapped for hours and they got her out was phenomenal because it was exciting they got her out. It, but otherwise there's just too many people that were in the path of this destruction and could not get out of the way. And, you know, this, there was the mudslides and debris flow on Tuesday ran up just a path of destruction through the neighborhood. So the power company there, Southern Cal Edison, they were working and trying to do whatever they could to get power back up. And firefighters and search and rescue teams were trying to account for as many people as possible. They described it as all hell breaking loose. The power lines were down, high voltage power lines, aluminum poles to hold them were snapped in half. Water was flowing out of water mains and sheared off hydrants. They don't even think they're going to have water there for a while. It was that catastrophic. The damage, the death is just absolutely, there are no words. It's just shocking, and they are just have to take it one hour, one day at a time, and that's exactly what they're doing at this point. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, there's been a lot made over Russia, as we know. The president declines to commit to doing an interview with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, claiming his testimony isn't necessary for the Russia investigation he called a Democrat hoax. So he says we'll see what happens, but there's no collusion. Nobody's found any collusion. And at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview. And he said that during a news conference following a bilateral meeting with Norway's prime minister. He said that in 2016, Hillary Clinton submitted to an interview with certain conditions when the FBI asked about her use of private email while the Secretary of State. He called that ridiculous and said that she wasn't sworn in, she wasn't given the oath, they didn't take notes, they didn't record. It was done on 4th of July weekend, and a lot of people looked upon that as being a very serious breach. It really was. So he went back to what happened there. The Russia investigation, I think, is, it's like never ending. Is it ever going to, I mean, is it ever going to, is it ever going to end? I don't know. It's been over a year. I think it's going to be 2 years. I think this. I do agree, if there's not enough evidence, if there's not collusion, if there's not any of that they could go after, at some point you have to drop it. at some point. There's already four that went. There's already four that went down for it or in a situation where they're having to defend themselves. Let's put it that way. So, to me, cough up the goods or get out of the way because you're spending a ton of taxpayer money. If there's something there, awesome. That's what I said in the very beginning. For whatever it is, go for it. But to me, he was appointed because Trump knew they weren't going to find anything. That's what he's saying. And there is at this point no evidence of that. There is evidence of a disparity of pay between Mark Wahlberg and his co-star, Michelle Williams, on a movie called, ironically, All of the Money. The bag of money went to Mark Wahlberg. This is just unbelievable. So Mark Wahlberg was paid $1.5 million for reshooting his scenes in the movie, and Michelle Williams was paid $80 per diem, and it totaled less than, I guess, $1,000 in August. He's a high-paid actor. He's sought after. It completely makes sense that he would get that money. But I think her not knowing or her people not knowing is ridiculous, because that money is that disparity is insane for what they do. And she should have been paid more. There's no question about that. All right, let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello,
Dan.
Nate.
How are
Hello,
you?
Nate.
I'm here.
Are we connected? Oh, good, good.
We are.
Okay. I got one for you. And then I got a little comment to make about the Mueller investigation.
Okay.
Here we go. This traveling preacher comes back in this time of period in our country. There was more churches than there were preachers. My great-grandfather was one of those type of traveling preachers. So this guy would go from this place to that place, and he'd put on a preach and pray, save people, and the whole nine yards, baptize, the whole nine yards. But when he'd come to this one town, he'd look down off the top of the hill at this little sweet town, and he just couldn't hardly make the mule go down there, because in that town lived a drunk. And this drunk, every time he got the people feeling the Spirit of the Lord, would bust down the doors, stagger down through the pews, yelling, "Fill me with your love, Lord, fill me with your love." Wine stains all over his shirt and just ruin everything. And all the people would give him the money and save him one more time and send him on his merry way to spend and thrive and sin again. So this to the preacher to himself, this time I'm going to fix him. So sure enough, he had the people feeling the Spirit of the Lord, and all of a sudden the doors burst open, and here come this guy yelling, "Fill me with your love, Lord, fill me with your love." The preacher jumped down from the pulpit and said, "Don't do it, God, he leaks."
That's brilliant, I like it.
Good. Now, my comment on this Mueller investigation. Mueller is like a surfer riding a board in a 40-foot wave. He knows he has to stay on that board and keep that board going, because if he falls off, he's going to drown. Because Mueller is part of the investigation of Hillary, where he gave her a pass. And also, all of that, Kate.
You know what? I said that about the Hillary thing, and you're right. He was part of that investigation. And I like that analogy about the surfboard. Wow. All right, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
I paid the call.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Right, I bought a coconut, he bought it for the time. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime. She called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do you believe this belly ache? I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, do you believe this belly ache?
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut.
Wow, tough to interrupt that. That is an oldie but a goodie. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Always fun when we bring Nathan Reeder into the lion's den, so to speak, for one of my favorite segments, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! How are you, Nathan?
I'm well. How about you?
I love that. I am well. That's good. You said that so powerfully. It's so nice to hear that. Yay! All right, how about this? You know, they say art is in the eye of the beholder. And there is this exhibit in Italy. The exhibit is the Modigliani art exhibit. Pretty famous painter. And, you know, it's just all about him, this huge exhibit, and they determined, so people were buying tickets, this whole thing, and they determined that 20 of the 21 paintings that they displayed were forged.
It's a tricky Whoops. Thing, that art there.
Come see the exhibits. It's full of fakes. I mean, I can't. How could you tell a fake? And I mean, people obviously are skilled in doing that, and that's what happened. And they were able to figure it out. And people are trying to get these exhibit goers are trying to get their money back, and I don't blame them. They're trying. They were the whole thing was fake, pretty much. So they want their money back, and we'll see how that ends up, probably in court, and what happens.
What if no one had found out?
If nobody found out, well, if nobody found out, then they would have gotten away with it. But somebody found out, so they didn't.
Yeah, but they didn't. They didn't know until someone spread.
That's right.
The truth.
Spread it, exactly. All right, you're gonna love this next. So I'm gonna say bingo. I mean, somebody discovered it. Whatever. Boom. And then, but they wouldn't have found out. You're right. Unless somebody knew.
Yes, it's not even a fruits and nuts to me. It is exactly a bingo.
Yeah, a bingo. All right, I kind of like this. This is interesting. So if you work for an ad company, of course the idea is to get people to buy the product, and you redesign packaging and whether it's bottles and cans or whatever product you're talking about. Diet Coke is introducing four new flavors. And the flavors they're introducing are expected to really go over well with, they say, the millennials. So the flavors they picked are ginger lime, feisty cherry, zesty blood orange, and twisted mango. And they're in these skinny silver cans, kind of looking like Red Bull, is what I think they're trying to kind of emulate as far as the look. They even released a video of millennials trying the flavors. They say they spent 2 years on the relaunch, and they asked, check this out, Nathan, 10,000 people for their thoughts.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
You ask forever, though. That's you just ask forever.
You do, and they know because you know Pepsi was trying to appeal to younger drinkers, and they had that ad with Kendall Jenner that had the soda offering the soda to a police officer on a protest line, and there was so much backlash they pulled that ad. So it is just about trial and error. You're right. You're never done. I mean, you're never done with that. You're gonna constantly be doing that, right?
Yes, and you'll notice energy drinks being the you got the colors, you got the compact. Take it wherever you go, you world-traveling youngster, you. Yes. Get the energy whenever you're going to be awake.
Do you take energy drinks?
No,
me
I really...
Neither.
I really... It's like a... It tastes like a... Like a candy crushed up and, I guess, a little bit of water before it was syruparized. And then they were like, I don't know, we'll add something else to make it watered down. It's too much for me.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I don't like all that sugary, sweet taste, and it's way, way over the top, so I don't already like it. And then it's just too much more for me.
Do you like... coffee. Do you drink coffee?
I like coffee, yeah.
Do you drink a cup of coffee or more a day?
I drink at the max, too.
Okay.
How about you?
No. I'll do it every once in a while. I really like the flavor. I'll eat ice cream that is flavored like coffee.
Oh. Me, too. I like coffee-flavored ice cream. I do like coffee in the morning, but that's it, and it's max 2 cups, but because otherwise it would be probably too many for me. This is a sad story. Eric Clapton is going deaf. They say he's struggling with nerve damage, but he's one of the great guitarists. He's 72 years old, and they say it's just painful nerve issues in his hands, so he has to play the guitar differently. And he said but the thing he said he was the most concerned about is he was going deaf. And he's been trying to perform anyway. He still wants to keep performing as long as he can because he said he just absolutely loves it. So he picks and chooses his concerts.
Yep. Just You gotta know your body.
Yeah, and he's, like I said, he's 72, and so all the traveling, everything else, blah, blah, blah.
It's hard to
take
a break for the cochlear implant.
Exactly. And you just are not, you know, that's that whole thing. You think everything's going to be fine. You keep going. And then that's sometimes what happens as a result. But he was going in that direction, you know, absolutely for sure. What do you think about this crazy story I was talking about with Michelle Williams and Mark Wahlberg and the disparity in the pay? But that disparity is crazy, isn't it, Nathan? $1.5 million and she got $80 per diem a day, added up to $1,000. So $1,000 versus $1.5 million. Wow.
They're totally in just different leagues, though, right?
No, she was up for Academy Awards. I mean, yes, he's a superstar, and it's not, he wouldn't even know that until it came out. He would have no way, I guarantee it, he'd have no way to know what she was getting and probably could care less because it was reshoots.
Whose fault is it?
I think it's the agent's fault for just trying to sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, great, she'll do reshoots, and maybe she wouldn't get as much as he would, but she certainly would get more than $1,000 to $1.5 million. My goodness.
It's
weird.
Definitely silly. I mean, the money period, to me, the money period is just crazy silly. But
I agree.
But yeah, the disparity that can exist in one firm is also amazing.
I know.
But that it could get this way, isn't that crazy to me? I think this is definitely fruits and nuts, and most definitely bingo.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. This is something that we may see more of. That wouldn't be so unusual. All right, I got to tell you this just quickly. Here's one. At the CES show, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is huge and everybody wants to go and see what all the new cool toys are, they have a car that they say can read your emotions. So that'll make driving easier, safer, and more personalized.
Oh!
You sit in the driveway and then it can tell you. I'm like, wow, how does it read your emotions? I'm curious about that. There's a way through
listens
the seating.
To your stomach growling.
You're starving. You need to eat. You have hanger issues. I was just like, wow, maybe I don't want my car to read my emotions. Maybe I want a break from that. I don't know. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo in the books here on ATN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the show, Anna Weber, who got this incredible book called The Doxa Method, Transport Your Fears into Success. And how perfect is it to speak with her right now as we are in a new year, 2018, and there are a lot of people who I think would be pretty receptive to having a method, a formula, a way to find themselves in a successful situation. So, Anna, thank you so much for coming on.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it.
So what's really interesting about you and, frankly, awesome is that you've had a lot of C-suite positions. You've been a CFO, a CEO, a COO, a VP of sales. You're all about that top level. So how did you – let's talk about that first. How did you get to those top positions the way you did?
Oh, God, the journey has been quite interesting, I would say. First of all, I love numbers, and I understood as a young girl in college that every industry is a business, everybody's in the marketing business, and every business wants to survive and thrive, and people are codependent on their paycheck. They're basically codependent on the success of the business. And I kind of developed this passion for business, and I got an MBA. And that's what led me to the various positions. But I must say that in order to understand an industry, and I've been in quite a few industries, you need to really work your way up from the bottom to the top. Even if you get a high level position, it's very important to know the assembly line, the night shift, the day shift, what are we really manufacturing, what's the application, if it's a restaurant industry, who are we catering to, what type of food are really shine more than other types of food. So there is a lot of due diligence, and there is a lot of effort put in to reach and achieve that leadership position. It's not really something that happens overnight. Even if you have a degree, the experience talks for itself, you know?
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, too, because you talked about this. You brushed over this, the different industries, you know, starting from the bottom up, manufacturing, automotive, development, medical device, hospitality.
Right.
Industry. Wow, that's incredible. So you have a secret formula that people do, I think, really need and want to know. So tell us what people can do. What is the Doxa method that they'll learn in the book?
Okay. So working and holding these top positions and leadership positions, and regardless to what the industry was, whether it was clothing or medical device manufacturing or race car division, whatever it was, I've come to an interesting realization that most companies, they shared a common thread, a common weak link. And what was that? Time crunch, you know, if it's a service business or manufacturing business, you want to ship on time. I mean, time. There's such a pressure. There's such an intense time limit to everything. So time is the first one. Energy, how people keep, you know, the energy in the company. What is the level of the energy, the positive thinking, the attitude, the morale, all of that falls into the energy. And then, of course, the relationships. What kind of relationships we build internally and externally, and how are we nourishing these relationships, and how we maintain these relationships determine, of course, the success of the business. And the fourth one is money, but it's actually cash flow. And I'm very passionate about cash flow because it is people, various workers that, you know, have been with me for many years, they say, Anna always says, cheap is expensive, expensive is cheap. We have to be careful where we spend the money and we don't spend the money. So basically, those are the four areas where I've discovered that there's been hiccups and weak links, and we really need to tackle those areas in order to create the business success and happy people, just not to show up for work because, you know, I get a paycheck on a Friday or whatever that may be.
So it's interesting. Can you talk about time and energy and relationships and cash flow? Of all four of those, what do you think is lacking the most in companies?
That's a brilliant view. You put me on the spot. Okay, well, this is a phenomenal question, and I will go back to relationships. And I have discovered actually this is, the relationships have such an impact and such an influence on the overall, health of the business. You know how we want to be healthy, eat right, exercise, whatever. So the healthy sustaining the business. Because what really happens when you have a phenomenal, trusting and lasting and very, very, I would say, solid relationships, with the bank, with the vendors, with the customers, you can extend the terms. You can work with people in a fashion that you really show that you're genuine and authentic. I've never called for money and saying, oh, hi, Susan, you owe us three invoices, $28,000, that due here. No. Oh, hi, Susan, how are you? How is your area doing? You know, build these relationships. And most of the people I never really met in person. But they're looking forward to my call. She says, you make my day. I kind of like when you're calling me. So I said, oh, by the way, I feel it's your birthday coming up. Yeah, you're so right. But my birthday is coming up in a week. So what do I do? I mark the calendar. And then I call her for her birthday. And I said, Sue, happy birthday. I just remembered it. What does that do to that person? It's just awesome. So what really happens with relationships, you're creating that bond. And then with the bank and with your vendors and with your customers, and it helps you with cash flow. And people are much more up there, much more open to say, you know what, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to ship to you this Thursday. I'm going to ship it to you Monday. How can I make it up to you? I'm going to give you a discount on freight or, you know. So it impacts the money, the cash flow. It impacts the energy. And, of course, it impacts the time crunch. Everything is very much influenced by relationships.
Boy, I so agree with you. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Anna. I absolutely agree. We're speaking with Anna Weber, and, of course, we're talking about the DOXA method. And one thing I think is also so interesting is, and now we're in 2018, and you say the DOXA method will help bring you ease and free the anxiety. And we know anxiety is so big for so many Americans. So how do we shift that thinking, and what does that do?
Okay, so the DOXA method, believe it or not, I've been implementing and introducing it for many years, but for some reason it's never been called the DOXA method. It didn't really have a label, but it's something that it really worked. So what does the DOXA method actually do? And I think this is one of the most crucial, profound areas in our lives. So the DOXA method has four steps to it. The D stands for desire, the O for outstanding, the X is Xing out the impossible, and the last one, the fourth one, is allowing, the A stands for allowing you to be you. Now, learning so many years and going through so many life experiences, I would say the A is very important. When we are less judgmental about ourselves and we are not so hard on beating ourselves, why regret? Why did I do this? Why did I marry this person? Why did I gain 20 pounds? There's always this beating ourselves emotionally and mentally and also sometimes, even physically. So what really happens is allowing you to be you is just take that person in you because, you know, Kate, I believe everyone is unique. Mm-hmm. Everyone has something to offer. Everyone is special. Everyone has a certain beauty. And the moment, keep in mind that I was growing up in Eastern Europe in a communist country with tremendous insecurities and shy and I was an introvert. And I was never speaking up or speaking out. Was I allowing myself to be me? Of course not. I didn't even know what that was. So these are the four steps to the DOXA method. But taking it further, what does the DOXA method really provide you and offers you as benefits that you can tailor to fit your life regardless of where you are today? So the DOXA method is actually a success formula, Kate. What really is the DOXA method, it helps you to develop and empower to have a dialogue with your mind, a relationship with your mind, and ask your mind questions. And by doing so, you become much more liberated, more comfortable, and you engage in life very differently, and you shift and navigate your life in a whole different direction. So you ask questions, like, for example, I have quite a few sample questions in the book. It might not be necessarily always a question saying, I like coffee. Do you like walking every day in the park? You know, different questions. Or have you called, when was the last time you called your uncle and you said, you know, how are you today, John, or whatever his name is. So those questions and questions about yourself, what really is that it frees you and it allows you so much to be you in a very, I would say, not only general, but in a very kind format. So people ask me, so what are the answers to those questions? The choices that we make. But living and breathing the DOXA method, you filter those choices. You marinate. If you come ever to my house, hopefully one day you will, mm-hmm. I'm a passionate about my cooking. I cook Hungarian and Romanian and Italian and some Asian food. So I can tell you one thing, Kate, I don't just take the package of the meat, whatever that is, and put it in whatever, a grill or something. No, I marinate it. So the flavors stay all night. So when I put it on the stove or on the barbecue, it has such a flavor to it. I had neighbors over for dinner Sunday night, and they said, well, can we have seconds? Can we have thirds? Because this food is really good. I said, it's cooked with love. So basically, the choices that we make create our liberty in life. But when we filter them, and when we marinate and we feel comfortable about asking more questions and getting more clarity, of course our choices are very different from the past choices. And we allow ourselves to be more who, you know, the people who we are, and we don't have so many regrets and so many judgments and blame and all and anger issues. And those obviously lead very clearly to anxiety. So 5 million Americans suffer from anxiety, and only I think close to 10 million that, you know, seek and receive really true, genuine care.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Anna, we can't give it all away. We want people to buy the book, so we want them to go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Litfire, get this book. Anna Weber, you are tremendous. I definitely will take you up on that dinner, the Doxa Method. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kate.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
Gotta love Johnny Cash.
This world from dragging me down.
Thanks for hanging in with us here on America Tonight. And me, Kate Delaney. So, I like to call these popcorn shots. In other words, stories that we kind of zip through that I found pretty interesting, like this one. The Cleveland Browns fans held a 0-16 parade because they didn't win one lousy game this year. Some of you are listening to us in the great state of Ohio. And it was pretty funny, and there was a sign that said, stupid parade and go Browns, and I'm with stupid, he has season tickets and all kinds of silly things. But what people didn't really realize is that parade raised over $17,000 for the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. And you know what that equals? Over 68,000 meals. So while they were poking fun at the Browns and how horrific the season was, they were also doing something pretty cool. Very clever. So I say bravo for all the criticism some of them received. I love the flip side of that. Oh, I love it. I love, love, love that there was more there than people knew. So we move from the Browns and that parade to something completely different. How about this? I was just reading a story about the three large cities that have the best performing economy among the big cities in the U.S., and I bet you can't name them. I guarantee you can't name them. I'm going to go through them. I'm in one of them. It's really considered to be three on the list. Dallas. It's popular for big companies, so Exxon, Mobil, AT&T, Southwest Airlines. You've got a lot of jobs that have been added, scientific, technical jobs have been added, and the population has exploded. 58,000 plus more people arriving instead of leaving in 2016, so that pushed up housing costs. Texas Instruments has benefited from the increased demand from automotive semiconductor chips. That's what it said in the USA Today article, and I believe it because I'm in that area. The other one, if you listen to America Tonight and you hear me with my partner Greg Stebbin on the Forbes Books at Bedtime, is where he lives, Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina State is in the research triangle. There are a lot of research centers there, nonprofits, government agencies, jobs have been added. A lot of people like to live in Raleigh, and it's a booming metro area. Provo, Utah is a hotbed for technology. They keep adding jobs, and Adobe's digital marketing unit is there, so people talk about that. BYU is a pipeline of workers and startups that go right from there to doing that. So there's been a big explosion, too, in growth. Biggest decliners, Wilmington, Delaware, tanking, regulations, killing it at the port. Laredo, Texas, same thing, oil industry, the downturn there. Bakersfield, California. Some people listen to us in the great Bakersfield, California area. I've been there so many times. And same thing, employment hasn't really totally recovered yet from the whole oil producing thing at this point. But you know what? There's a big turnaround in some other areas. So, for example, Olympia, Washington moved up because, you know what, they've got low-cost housing. They're a heavy tech area, Seattle and Tacoma, that seaport area, all of that, of course, that helps. Another place I'm familiar with, Palm Bay in Melbourne, Florida, too. They've jumped up a lot, a retirement area. They've got an Air Force base there, defense contractors benefiting from defense spending. So a lot's happening there. So much of it comes from industry, what the industry is, and what industry is hot, which that completely makes sense, that you would see an increase, an uptick in work and what the housing would be and all of that. All right, how about this? Let's move to this interesting story. The Royals have captured the imaginations of a lot of people again, and poor Kate, or maybe not poor, I think the Duchess actually does okay with it. Now, every time she has like even a tiny bit of an extra showing of a baby bump, it gets reported, especially in London. And, you know, now it does show that she's pregnant again. And so everywhere you look, that's what you see, pictures of Kate Middleton and the next baby. And it's so interesting. I think that she kind of has taken over that mantle of, I don't know necessarily Princess Diana, but the whole idea of the royals being part of the culture in, certainly in England, but in other areas where people know their name, know what the fact that she's pregnant, and there's the interest in that, and that interest just seems to get bigger and bigger with every baby, certainly, but with some of the public appearances they've made, I think, and the fact that they're pretty embracing of people and have a lot of conversations with people when they're out in the crowds, you know, when they step out into the crowds. It's made them a fan favorite for a lot of people, again, jamming up the interest in what they're doing. And if you think about it, it's just lineage. It's historic, but that's what it is. So by birth, curiosity follows closely behind. And I guess you could say that for some, I don't know, I guess you could say that for some other things too. But I find it kind of, fascinating, I guess, is the best way to put that. All right, let's bounce to another thing. And I'll tell you what, the bounce is this. I just got this mail from somebody about the Microsofts, the 10 Microsofts. And what they're saying is, they're saying that Bill Gates is saying that this is going to be worth more money than you can imagine. And he's talking about this kind of technology called Microsofts. In fact, they have a lot of ads out for it. And what it is the Microsofts are something that it's this technology that is, I guess they figured out and they're kind of waking up to it. And what that is that a technology that could hit mainstream pretty soon. It's kind of like the robots. It's kind of like it's minted some new millionaires, let's put it that way. And it's something that has created this buzz, and they say it's in plain sight. And it's the first to market thing, of course, with technology is how quickly whatever the bot is, just like currency, cryptocurrency, first to market, first to conversation, the bigger that becomes. And I think that's why Bill Gates, that's why Apple, they're looking for they're in tech, they're looking for the biggest, baddest, newest thing around, and they have departments that are allowed to play around with and come up with mind-blowing uses for technology. That's why the CES show, the Consumer Electronics Show, is so big, because that's what you have. You have these incredibly creative minds that come up with some mind-blowing ideas. And the mind-blowing ideas sometimes come to market, which is why in college those degrees, those IT degrees, those engineering degrees, those app makers and have become just incredibly ginormous, which, by the way, is a word. And more students are gearing themselves up for those kinds of careers where they sit around and try to figure out how to be bigger, badder, more creative than the next person with the uses of technology. It's just like the iPhone. Isn't it crazy? People lining up, trying. Every year you come up with a new one. Remember that story about slowing the iPhone down? The old phones? Crazy. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.